From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Larry Larson.
I'm Andrew Richards.
And I'm Chad Beater.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. What are we talking about today, boys?
Well, with Windows 8.1 coming out, we've thought it'd be good to maybe talk about some of the cool new features, the new toys that are in Windows 8.1.
Okay.
So I thought maybe we'd talk about DPI support, because that was one of the big focuses in 8.1 was enabling better support for high DPI displays.
And so what does better support mean from our viewpoint?
Right. So let's maybe back up a little bit and what exactly is high DPI, right?
What's DPI?
What's DPI? So DPI is dots per inch. Sometimes you see it called PPI or pixels per inch. And this is just a measure of how many pixels on your screen are in a certain amount of space. So for example, your screen is 14 inches across or whatever. You know, you can have a fairly low resolution screen with a certain number of pixels. The traditional was, I don't know what you would have, like a 1280 by 720 or 1920 by 1200 or whatever.
That's rich, right? DPI in the old days.
Yeah. And so traditionally, if you look at how many pixels across versus how many inches it is, you divide that, that's the dots per inch. And Windows traditionally was kind of designed around the standard, like about 96 DPI kind of display, which has been sort of the industry standard for years and years. Mm-hmm. Well, nowadays people want better than that. They want a crisper display, a finer dot pitch, more pixels in a smaller space. You're seeing this on a lot of the new devices that are coming out. And
the other side of it is also they want the better color at the same time, which is a very interesting interplay. They want better resolution and color at the same time.
Yeah. And so the higher DPI displays are becoming more and more a thing. Windows needs to support what's out there and what people want to use. So we put in better support. So to get back to your question, you know, one of the problems that we had typically with these high DPI is Windows had one DPI setting. So you could go back, like in Windows 7 even, Windows 8, even maybe as far back as Vista or earlier, and say, I want a higher DPI, which essentially means we've got more pixels in a smaller space. So in order to make everything readable, we have to kind of blow everything up, render it at a higher resolution on the screen. But we had one global setting for that up until Windows 8. Well, that's a problem if you have, say, a laptop with a super high density panel, and then you go to plug in an external monitor you want to project to or extend to that, like this thing. And now all of a sudden we've sort of scaled everything up to make it readable on this very high resolution screen, but now you're on a sort of low resolution screen and everything's huge, right? And so in Windows 8.1, we've added support for independent per monitor DPI. So if you take something and move it to another screen, we'll scale it up or down appropriately depending on the resolution.
So it's not just the text, it's the size of the title bar, it's the size of particularly the X and the minimize button so that it's bigger. Roughly, you want to make the DPI setting so that the title bar has a size that's the size of your finger.
Yeah.
Because
anything
smaller, right, you have a touch issue.
And that's the other thing is now with the move toward touch, right, if you go to too high a DPI or you don't scale things appropriately for a high DPI display, then not only is everything small on the screen, but it's also hard to touch things with, you know. So one of the things that we've, and this is actually something I just learned, there's a shortcut to get to the DPI control panel, and this was there before, but I didn't even know about it. You just go to your start menu and do a search for DPI scaling, and look at that.
Nice.
It pops right up. You can also get to this through the display control panel. So what I've done here, this is actually not the default, this checkbox. The default is to have that unchecked, and you can see the default is to have let me choose one scaling level for all my displays unchecked. That is the new thing that we've done specifically where we have a different scaling level for all your displays.
Now, this is disabled because we've got it on the capture engine.
Yeah, this is we're running at a pretty low resolution here, so it doesn't really let me drag that bigger. But if you were running on a higher resolution screen, you'd be able to go in and adjust your DPI.
Yep.
The default DPI that Windows uses is based on what we call the EDID, which is the extended display identification string from your monitor. When we boot up the machine, we query, or you attach a monitor, we query that monitor and say, what are you? What's your preferred resolution? What's your physical size? And the monitor tells us all that. And based on that, we choose an appropriate default DPI. And that's something that's done a little bit more aggressively in 8.1 as well, where we'll scale up on a higher resolution display because they are more common now.
And what if you have monitors that have different DPIs?
So if you have different DPIs, you have multiple monitors, we'll query each of those monitors independently and we'll choose a default DPI for each of them. And if you move things from one to the other, they'll get scaled up or down appropriately for the DPI of that monitor. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't choose to adjust this, like I mentioned, but I still can go in here. If you go back to this, let me choose one for all my displays, which ordinarily I wouldn't recommend, but in this case, we'll do that. And you can choose some different options this way, too. And there's also even a custom sizing option. You can go now. This only, I think, went up to 150 or something in Windows 8.
Wow.
But we go all the way to 500 now. We're thinking ahead.
Like, yeah.
Some crazy high resolution. So let me go ahead and set this to, say, medium here, just to put myself into high DPI mode. It's going to be a little bit weird here because we're not really on a high DPI display, but you'll see how everything gets a little bit bigger. Now, it does take a sign out, sign back in. So we'll do that. I'll sign back in. And it might, I only went from 100 to 125, but you might notice now, like for example, if I go back to the DPI scaling, that my desktop, this looks a little bit bigger. The fonts here are a little bit bigger. The buttons got a little bit bigger. And that's because we basically told it, let's override the default. I want to act as if I'm on a higher DPI display. One thing about this is that legacy desktop apps that don't tell us that they are DPI aware will get sort of scaled up. So I don't know if I have a good example on here. Actually, there are even some inbox apps that behave this way. So for example, Device Manager, which unfortunately is not really DPI aware. What you'll see here, not a standard.
Yeah, okay.
I can still use it. So you might notice, and we've gotten questions about this, is like, okay, I'm on a high DPI display, and I use some apps like Device Manager, any MMC kind of app, or other third-party applications, and they look a little fuzzy to me now. Like I've got this fancy high-density screen, everything's super crisp and, you know, and great, but some of these older apps look a little fuzzy. The reason for that is because those are non-DPI aware apps, and in order to get those to scale up, what we do is we just let them render at their native kind of resolution, and then we just blow them up. We scale them up. Like we, a friend of mine likes to use the word embiggen. We embiggen them. So you'll see a little bit of fuzziness around the text and things like that, and the reason that was chosen is it just makes the app behave a little bit better. The old way of doing this back in like the XP days is we would just like blow up the font, and some apps didn't behave very well.
It can break apps.
It can break apps
buttons,
because
a lot of
app developers, for example, they'll kind of code when they're laying out a window. They'll say, oh, this button's going to be 100 pixels wide. And so what would happen is we'd go, okay, but you know, we're high DPI, so we're going to make all your fonts bigger. Well, now whatever text was on that button doesn't fit anymore.
The label kind of cuts
off. The label gets cut off, and we had all these kind of compatibility problems. So starting with Vista, we added this DPI virtualization feature. So for non-DPI aware apps that tell us, that don't explicitly tell us that they've been tested on high DPI and they work, we just let them run at their native size, and then we just blow them up. And so it looks a little blurry, but it everything at least works, and all the text doesn't get cut off and things like that.
So what does a developer of a desktop app need to know to be able to accommodate the right kind of scaling?
So we actually have a pretty good thing, and we'll put this in the show notes.
This is desktop apps, really, because
this is desktop apps.
Because store apps are inherently, because of the XAML nature of them, scaled.
Yeah, store apps do it much better because it's kind of built into the framework that they have to be kind of DPI agnostic and be able to be scaled up and down. But legacy desktop apps, you know, a lot of this was earlier software design, and people just kind of said, well, I want this window to be 100 pixels wide, and that doesn't really work when you want to scale.
For a long, long time, as the resolution went up, it went up not because of pixel density, it went up because of screen size.
Yeah.
And so if you said you had a 1280 by, you know, 1024 display, it means you had a display that was this big. It didn't mean that it was small and high DPI,
Right. So this is a good reference here for application developers writing high DPI applications. And they'll talk in here, for example, declaring managed applications as DPI aware. There's references here. There's even a little reference in here about, okay, here's what might happen. Here's how the thing I mentioned with DPI virtualization. So things might look a little blurry. And you'll even see this in some Microsoft apps, especially older ones, like I think Link 2010, for example. If you run it on a high DPI display, you know, it scales up and it just, the text looks a little blurry. Link 2013 does a better job. They went back and made it DPI aware.
Yeah. I know that Rusinovich has gone and done some of this for assist internal installs as well. I think Presys Explorer has had it done. He's only doing it at the cadence of a release, so unless there's a reason to change it, it's not getting fixed. But.
So another thing you can do is if you have shortcuts to a desktop app, and I'm not sure if I have on here a good example, but if you go to the compatibility, let's see, do I have a good example on here? In the app compat tab of the shortcut, there's a setting that you can choose for disable DPI scaling for this application.
We'll make a shortcut to Notepad and see if it turns up.
Yeah, let's see. Notepad might not be a great example because it might be DPI aware anyway. But let's go ahead and find Notepad, which is going to be in Windows.
It's in Windows.
Notepad. Let's go ahead and make a shortcut to that and see if that works. Or create a shortcut. Properties.
Advanced, maybe?
It's not going to be on.
Was it properties of the exec itself?
It could be. No, it's not working either. Unfortunately, I think
all the system ones are all tagged as.
Yeah, I think they're tagged as DPI aware. So we would need to find. You know, I might have something on here.
Sure, sorry, broken files. The debugger, maybe.
Debugger.
Yeah. Try WinDBG.
Let's see if it's in here. Properties. Try a shortcut. Actually, how about this USB view? That might not be very DPI aware. Compatibility. Here we go.
Ta-da.
There we are. So here's one that this app is probably not DPI aware. And so by default, we'll do this virtualization thing I said. Some people don't like that because it makes it look a little bit blurry. If you want to force it to go back to the old style, XP style DPI scaling, where we just let it run and we just give it bigger fonts and bigger screen elements, you can choose this box here. Disables display scaling on high DPI. That will let it run at its native resolution. We won't blow up the window and make it look a little fuzzy. But depending on the app, if it doesn't handle those high DPI, you may get those kind of artifacts we talked about where maybe some screen elements get cut off or that sort of thing.
And before we go, I've never noticed that bottom one, that new one, enable the program to work with SkyDrive files.
Yeah, I noticed that just yesterday, and I don't exactly know what it...
I'm guessing because SkyDrive is now integrated with 8.1 as part of the OS. It's something to do with that. So maybe you don't have access to SkyDrive files by default, which is a good security boundary.
Yeah.
So, which means that if you have a virus that gets an exe on the disk, it won't be tagged with that, hopefully, and then won't be able to get to your SkyDrive and do nefarious things.
Right. Yeah, so here's, like, this was with the checkbox unchecked because I canceled that. Let's see if it looks any different if I check that box. Properties, compatibility, disable display scaling. and run it again. And I don't know how much different it looks. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you can play with this if you have apps that are non-DPI aware, and just see you know, how different they look. But that's something you can play with if you like the look of that better for a particular app. It may make it look a little crisper. The text may be easier to read, but you can also have some side effects. So it just depends on the app.
Nice. Cool.
So that's High DPI. Great new feature. We're going to be seeing a lot more applicability for this feature because we're going to be seeing a lot of machines in the next year coming out, especially. I think even now, like the Surface Pro defaults to like 150%.
Yeah, it shipped with 150, and I'm happy to say I can bump it up a little bit now.
Go even higher.
Because I'd like it a little higher.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the support for this is getting better and better. There's still some issues, especially with older desktop apps, but you know, you can play around with those settings and see what works best for you.
And definitely down at the 12-inch range, we're getting devices that are well over 2,000 pixels wide. Mm-hmm. So you need at least 200% at least.
Yeah, there's that 4K slate that's going to be shipping too. So
we got a lot of OEMs that are coming out with these QHD panels, which are like this ridiculous. It's quad high def, so it's like 3840 by 2400 or some crazy thing like that. And this is on like, you know, 15-inch panel. So those, I think, actually have to run at like 200% to really be readable, which is great for stuff that, you know, works well for it. Modern apps look beautiful, super crisp. Mm-hmm. And even legacy desktop apps, if they're DPI aware, can look very good. Sometimes the old non-DPI aware ones won't really look any better because we're scaling them up. But they'll still run.
Cool.
So, cool stuff.
All right, that's the show for this week. If you have questions, you can write us at defragshow, or defragtools, I'm sorry. Defragtools at Microsoft.com. Defragshow is good too, but I'll send it over. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.